With SRN News, I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. The head of the Federal Reserve is hinting at more interest rate cuts.
Fed Chair Jerome Powell said that a sharp slowdown in hiring poses a growing risk to the U.S. economy. And he said the outlook for employment and inflation does not appear to have changed much since the September meeting. Those comments suggest that the Fed could cut its key interest rate twice more this year.
That is White House correspondent Greg Cluxton. President Trump has awarded the Medal of Freedom to Charlie Kirk in a live ceremony today from the White House, with his wife Erica Kirk on hand to accept it.
But Charlie never missed an opportunity to remind us of the Judeo-Christian principles of our nation's founding or to share his deep Christian faith. In his final moments, Charlie testified to the greatness of America and to the glory of our Savior, with whom he now rests in heaven.
Kirk, a crucial Trump ally and organizer of the MAGA movement, was fatally shot September 10th while speaking at an event in Utah Valley University. On September 11th, Mr. Trump posted on Truth Social he would posthumously award Kirk the Presidential Medal of Freedom. That is America's highest civilian honor. Wall Street has experienced one of its most profitable quarters, according to earnings reports from major banks that came out today. J.P. Morgan Chase, Citigroup, Wells Fargo, and Goldman Sachs have all seen significant profit increases driven by strong deal-making, rising stock prices, and a resilient global economy. Despite the gain, some bank executives expressing caution about market conditions and what that may bode for the near future. Here are the numbers from today. It was a mixed bag. The Dow way up by 202 points, but the high-tech NASDAQ saw a decline of 172, and the S&P 500 down but by just 10 points. This is SRN News. Evangelist Franklin Graham on his way back to the United Kingdom.
The popular evangelist has announced that he will take his God Loves You tour to Manchester in October of 2026. Graham was in the UK over the summer this year, and he says he selected Manchester because it has been the scene of terrorist attacks lately. Meanwhile, he is gearing up for the final overseas trip of 2025 on his schedule. He will preach the gospel in Brazil on November 7th and 8th. The event will take place in a stadium in Buenos Aires. Michael Harrington reporting.
Lawmakers in St. Petersburg, Florida, are considering the adoption of an LGBT flag in response to Republican Governor Ron DeSantis' order that gay pride messages be removed from all public streets. Several city council members say they want more information about what the state might do in response to the adoption of the flag, a clear violation of the governor's effort to keep public spaces neutral and free of LGBT symbols. This is SRN News. Here's Greg Cluxton with the evening Wall Street Business Report.
Federal Reserve Chair Jerome Powell says that a sharp slowdown in hiring poses a growing risk to the U.S. economy. He says the outlook does not appear to have changed much since the September meeting when the Fed lowered its key rate for the first time this year. California will become the first state in the nation requiring restaurants to list major food allergens on their menus starting in 2026 under a new law. They will have to disclose ingredients including milk, eggs, shellfish, and tree nuts. It applies to businesses with at least 20 locations. On Wall Street at the closing bell, stocks were mixed. The Dow Industrials jumped 203 points, a gain of nearly one-half of 1%. The S&P 500 lost 10 points, while the NASDAQ also lower, dropping 173. For the Wall Street Business Report, I'm Greg Clugston.
More on these stories at srnnews.com.